Today I pick a passage from 1 Peter to speak to you.
今天我从彼得前书的一段经文来组织我这个讲道。
This time I pick a passage from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 18 to 25.
彼得前书第二章十八节到二十五节。
Let me read this first in English, and Emily will read for us in Mandarin.
钟石会为大家先来念英文的经文，然后我来为大家念中文的经文。
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神的话。
Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust.For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it, if when you sin and be beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps.He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
彼得前书第二章十八节到二十五节，你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看来是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为子，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，天父，感谢你，感谢你的话语。
For you continue to speak to us through your word.
感谢你借着经文一直对我们讲话。
Then we can understand how we can live.
这样我们能够明白我们当怎样活。
May your spirit speak to us.
愿你的灵对我们说话。
That we can understand what you have spoken through Peter.
这样我们可以明白你借着彼得想要对我们说什么。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
It is very common to experience injustice.
遭受到不公正的待遇是个非常常见的事情。
We say the world is unfair.
有一个词语就叫做 unfair, 不公平。
In a workplace,
在工作的时候
the promotion is usually given to those who is not the most capable.
得以升职的人往往不是最有能力的人。
But sometimes it's given to those who know how to play politics.
有的时候呢，就是会玩政治的人就得以升迁。
When we go to school,
当我们去上学的时候,
it seems like for no apparent reason,
似乎没有什么明确的原因可以解释,
the paper I wrote, And another similar paper my classmate has written has totally different results. One got an A, another one got a B plus. B plus is serious. Why not an A minus? Why it has to be a B plus? It's unfair. It's a pretty similar topic, very similar paper. Sometimes you spend years of your life. You do a research on a certain topic. And then your professor decides to retire. And you may have to restart again. You may invest a lot of time in a relationship. You think you got the right person. You don't know how much you have spent. How many restaurant reviews you have read? But then the relationship ended up in a breakup. Can you tell me the meaning of all these things? What's the point of all these? And actually, something called prosperity gospel makes this even worse. So the only good thing in this world are something that is successful and rich. And if you are a true believer, you will have this good, precious thing that comes in from God. If your church is about like 500 to 1,000 people, that must prove that something is right. And we think God can only give us something that is good. And sometimes, unfortunately, in the kingdom of God, in the church, those who suffer most are those who are marginalized most. And some people are excluded from fellowship just because they are kind of strange. And if we read about First Peter, there should be plenty of Christians who are suffering from those things. Many Christians in the first century are suffering from for one reason or other. It was quite common for Christians in the first century to face persecution or jail time. And also, there are also many Christians who may be actually slaves. They suffered under the hands of their masters. They would think a victory in a battle means the blessings of God. And today we think about not battles, but think about ball games. So losing a game, losing a battle, means that God is not really happy with me. So if I'm doing well at work, God is good.
神是良善。
If I'm not doing so well at school,
如果我在学校里面成绩不太理想的话，
maybe there's something wrong with me or my God.
估计不是我有问题，就是神有问题。
Actually, when you look at this passage from verse 18 to 25, it's kind of interesting.
大家来看彼得前书二章十八节到二十五节的时候，会发现很有趣的东西。
Peter is trying to address a relationship, the relationship between servants and masters.
彼得在试图描述一种关系，这个就是奴隶主和奴隶之间的关系。
And the interesting thing is that.Actually, if Peter just has written verse 18,
请大家看第十八节。
If he has only wrote verse 18, he is done.
似乎我们可以得到一个结论，就是其实写到十八节就不用再写了。
Yeah, he doesn't. We think that he doesn't really need to write verse 19 to 25.
我们。很有可能会觉得十九节到二十五节的没有什么必要。
But the strange thing is, after he wrote verse 18, he keep on writing until verse 25.
非常奇怪的是，写完了十八节，他一直写到第二十五节。
And the only thing that is about servant and servants and masters is in only verse 18.
关于奴隶和奴隶主的关系，只能在十八节找到。
The rest of the passage is really about Jesus.
然而在这篇经文的剩余部分是关于主耶稣的。
And something we read about verse 18 actually is not, we are not too happy about it.
当我们在读到第十八节的时候，我们可能不会觉得很欢喜。
Because Peter wrote, servants be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust.
因为彼得这样写，做仆人的不仅要顺服善良温和的，也要顺服那乖僻的。
We are quite okay with the verse until the last few words.
我们在读第十八节的时候，除了最后一句，我们觉得都还 OK.
It's okay to be a subject to our masters with all respect to the good and the gentle ones.
顺服一个善良温和的主人还是没问题的。
I think that our problem is with the last like 3 to 4 words.
但是就最后的这一小节。
That we should be subject to those who are unjust.
估计就是我们的问题了，因为彼得说，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
Those who do not consider us as good, don't treat us well.
也就是那些虐待我们的人。
And so we actually suffer. Sometimes we suffer under their hands.
有的时候我们很受他们的折磨。
But Peter wrote it.
但是彼得就是这样写的呀。
And then he elaborated from verse 19 to 25.
并且在第十九节到二十五节给了我们详细的描述。
The interesting thing is from verse 19 to 25 is mostly about elaborating those few last words in verse 18.
并且在十九节到二十五节主要针对就是十八节经文的最后一段，就是那关系的也要顺服。
Our common experience actually is like maybe verse 18, the last few words. We may suffer under the unjust.
而且我们通常所经历的也是第十八句经文的最后一小段。
And we are quite unhappy and quite grumpy about it.Tell me, well, share with me. I'll be really happy to hear your story. If you say you're very happy, if you see your boss as really unjust.
我想，如果有人告诉我说我的朋友对我非常的不好、不公平，但是我还觉得很爽。
Well, I think we should look at these few verses very carefully.
估计这种情况是很少见的。那下面我们就来看十八节的最后一小段。
The interesting thing is that we see that Peter make the suffering of Christ center to this passage.
彼得在这篇经文里面让基督的受苦成为了这篇经文的中心。
He did not suffer what he should suffer, but he suffered unjustly.
他所遭遇的苦难并不是他配得的，而是不公正的待遇。
He should not even need to suffer those.
他根本没有必要受那些苦。
And based on that, he talked about how we should deal with our life.
在这个基础上，彼得就告诉我们，我们在我们自己的生活中应该怎么做。
And so when we suffer in our life, in our work,
所以当我们在我们的生活、我们的工作当中受苦的时候，
we should learn a few things.
我们应该学到几样东西。
So a few very precious things.
非常珍贵的东西。
The first thing we should learn is that when we suffer in our work,
第一就是当我们在工作当中受苦的时候，
we're actually showing that God is gracious.
这正是神的恩慈的显现。
It's a gracious thing.
是一件很有恩典的事情。
Kind of like a very strange idea.
可能听上去会很奇怪。
Second, when we suffer in our work, it shows that we belong to Jesus.
第二就是当我们在工作当中受苦的时候，正表明我们是属基督的。
And so we follow him.
而且我们跟随基督。
We are his follower and he is our example.
我们是他的跟随者，他是我们的榜样。
And the last thing we should understand when we suffer in our work.
第三就是在我们在工作当中受苦的时候，
we should understand that Christ is ours.
我们要明白基督是我们的。
He belongs to us.
他属于我们。
We are in union with him.
我们与基督合一。
So let's go to verse 18 to 20.
好，我们来看十八节到第二十节。
The first thing that Peter tells his readers is that although they have suffered unjustly, God sees that as a gracious thing.
彼得告诉那些正在受到不公正待遇的读者或者说基督徒，第一件事就是神是有恩典的。
We don't normally see suffering as something gracious.
我们在受苦的时候通常不会认为这是一件有恩慈的事情。
We usually look at suffering as something that's undesirable. We don't want it.
我们总是把它当做一件非常烦心的事情，我们根本不愿意接受。
We suffer because the world is unfair.
我们正是因为世界的不公正而去受很多的苦。
We will say the world is unjust and so we suffer.
我们常常会说这个世界太不公平了，我们怎么这么倒霉。
But Peter said when we suffer actually we see God's grace.
但是彼得说的却是当我们受苦的时候，我们正在见证神的恩典。
It is the exact opposite of what this world is telling us.
这和世界上所流传的话正好相反。
We would think that we should not have to face this in this world.
我们常常想要逃避，并不想在这个世界当中面对这些苦难。
But Peter is telling us that God is ready to make this better.
但是彼得告诉我们，神就在那里，要让我们更好。
Just like what Jesus has done on the cross.
就像耶稣在十字架上所做的一切一样。
Jesus has no actual need to go to the cross.
主耶稣并不是必须要上十字架。
But he suffered on the cross.
但是他为我们受那么多苦。
So that it's a gracious thing, become something beautiful and precious.
所以这就变成一件很有恩典、很有恩慈的事情，非常美丽和珍贵。
And that's why Peter asked these slaves, these servants.To obey their masters.
这就是为什么彼得让仆人要顺服主人。
Actually, they are actually expected to do this in their culture.
而且在他们的文化当中，他们也应该这么做。
Servants are possessions of their masters.
奴隶是奴隶主的所拥有的财产。
But servants are not as good as their masters.
并且奴隶没有奴隶主那么好。
So the culture believe that the servant need to listen to their masters because they cannot think on their own.
当时的文化就认为奴隶就得听奴隶主的，因为他们不具备独立思考的能力。
So if their masters is human being,
所以如果奴隶主是人类的话，是人的话，
these servants are a little bit less than that.
这些奴隶们就比他们要低等许多。
So it is God's will.
所以这是上帝的旨意。
That their countries are defeated in battles and now they become slaves to the Romans.
他们认为这是上帝的旨意，他们的国家在战争当中输了，然后他们的人就变成了奴隶。
Peter would do something very interesting to this culture. Peter would not try to upset the relationship between master and the servants. And the most important thing Peter has done is he gave dignity to those who are suffering. In a general culture, if you suffer, you are a loser. But for Peter, when you suffer, when you subject yourself to the masters, it shows that God is gracious. God has a purpose bigger than the masters. The masters were not able to help you. But God can. So they can endure this this sufferings. And this is to echo actually what Jesus has said. Jesus asked us to love our enemies. To willing to subject to an unjust master is to love them. These people give us troubles and give us grief. But we can be instruments in God's hand to give them grace. And it is also to show us that Christ's yoke for us is lighter. Our normal reaction against unfairness and injustice is hatred and bitterness. If you have been hateful and if you know bitterness, you know those are very heavy burdens. It controls you. You keep remembering those people who have hurt you. But now if we are in Jesus, we know how to show our enemies grace. When we can love our enemies, we have the freedom from hatred and bitterness. It's a lighter load. And that's how we can see and face our unjust masters. Hatred and bitterness are very heavy, very serious though. But Christ's command for us to love our enemies is lighter. So I hope you see this, how this is possible. Because we are now in Christ, we know hatred does not please God. So we can forgive and love those who bully us in school. To speak behind us. But if you continue to read this passage, there are more to it. Because Peter wants to tell us that all these sufferings is not really accidents. We are put into a situation where we see a lot of injustice.
我们在这样的，我们被放置到一个环境当中，经历许多不公正的待遇。
Because God wants us to know Him.
因为上帝要让我们认识他。
Actually, as we are placed there because we need to know we have been called to be there.
而且我们需要知道，我们处在这样的境地当中，我们是蒙了上帝的召，蒙召在这样的境地当中。
There's a way to look at this is that.Sometimes you cannot even place yourself into that kind of suffering.
换一个角度去想，我们有的时候甚至没有能力自己去创造这种不公正的环境。
It's easier for us to suffer when we have done something wrong.
如果我们做错了事儿，然后我们遭受到一些责打的话
，than to suffer when we actually done everything right.
刚才的那种情况更容易，而后者去接受不公正的待遇，这种遭遇是不容易经历的。
So Peter is telling us when we suffer injustice in our work.
所以彼得告诉我们，当我们在工作当中受到不公正的待遇的时候
，It shows that we have been called to be there.
这正显示出来是蒙上帝的旨意，我们才在那样的环境中。
And that we belong to Christ.
而且我们属于基督。
So we are called to be with him and we are called to follow him.
我们蒙召去与基督同在，去跟随他。
And this is in contrast to a common understanding that suffering is uncontrollable.
这相比于一种常见的理解，也就是说受苦是不可控制的，相对于这种观念来说是很不一样。
But we are called to be in that situation.
因为我们是蒙上帝的召来到这样的境地当中。
When we are called, we should understand that we are worthy. God thinks that we are worthy to receive that call.
当我们蒙召、蒙上帝的召的时候，我们应当知道上帝看我们为配得，才给我们这样的呼召。
Because we usually take the other route.
因为我们常常想事情的反面。
When we suffer, we usually think that we are worthless.
因为当我们在受苦的时候，我们常常觉得自己不配。
People walk all over us.
人所给我们的压力让我们不能承受。
But not so if you are in Jesus Christ.
但是在主耶稣基督里就完全不同。
Not so if you believe Jesus has suffered for you.
当我们相信主耶稣为我们受苦。这种情况就不一样。
You can choose to believe all these things happen because it's a one big mistake and it's kind of misfortune to have all these things.
你可以选择相信这些痛苦的事情发生在你身上都是你的错。
But however, in Peter, all these things happen because we are called and Christ has suffered for us.
但是彼得在这篇经文里面告诉我们，我们受苦。是蒙上帝的呼召，并且主耶稣基督为我们受苦。
And so Christ become our example.
主耶稣成了我们的榜样。
And if He is our example,
而且如果他是我们的榜样
，there's really no need to sin.
我们就没有犯罪的必要。
There's really no need to lie when we are suffering.
而且也没有撒谎的必要。
And there's really no need to revile when we are reviled in, and to revile in return.
或者是以恶报恶的必要。
Sometimes we think we cannot say, we cannot actually do anything.
有的时候我们觉得我们什么都做不了。
When we do something with our mouth.
我们就开始用我们的嘴去做一些事情。
At least I can say something.
最起码我能说点什么。
Even if I don't have to say it very loud.
虽然说我说的不太大声，我也得说点什么。
But Jesus, Peter here give us another option.
但是彼得借着这些经文给了我们另一个选择。
This option is in Jesus.
就是在主耶稣基督里。
When we are suffering,
当我们在受苦的时候
we are not placed into solitary confinement.
我们并没有被放置在一个被净化的过程当中。
We often think that way because we don't think anyone understands us.
我们常常认为没有人能理解我。
But here, Peter tells us when we are suffering unjustly.
德在这段经文里面写这些话语的时候，我们知道
God is there.
我们受苦的时候，神就在那里。
God is there from the beginning when He called us.
他从呼召我们的最开始，他就在那里。
God is there when we are suffering and walk with us.
在我们受苦的时候，主与我们同行。
God is there in the end when we come back to judge.
当主耶稣回来审判的时候，他依然与我们同在。
And therefore, Peter said, we can continue and trust. Jesus can continue and trust Himself to Him who judges justly.
所以彼得让我们知道，我们要继续行走下去，因为有为我们审判的主与我们同在。
We cannot entrust ourselves to those people who are against us.
我们不能把自己交托给那些与我们为敌的人。
Because in front of God's judgment, they have nothing.
因为在神的审判面前，他们一无所有。
But we can entrust ourselves to Him who judges justly.
但是我们可以把自己交托给那按公义审判的人。
Because He knows everything.
因为他是全知的。
When we believe in God,
当我们相信神的时候，
when we believe in Jesus,
当我们相信耶稣的时候，
when we believe we are so sinful we cannot really solve our own problem,
当我们相信我们的罪孽实在重大，我们甚至自己的问题什么都解决不了的时候，
we can receive this precious promise that God is with us.
我们可以去领受这个珍贵的应许，就是神与我们同在。
In our suffering, we will never be in any solitary confinement.
在我们的受苦中间，我们没有办法去自己净化自己。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在，我们才能净化自己。
Through Jesus and now through the Spirit today.
通过主耶稣基督，通过他的圣灵。
Now, but when we continue to read, we cannot just look at Jesus as an example.
让我们继续来读这篇经文。我们不仅是可以把主耶稣当作我们的榜样。
This is apparent what Peter's emphasis in verse 21.
在经文在第二十一节，我们可以看到一个强调的点。
If Jesus is merely our example,
如果主耶稣仅仅是我们的榜样。
He is still separated from us.
那么他就与我们分离了。
In verse 24 and 25, there's something more intimate than that.
在第二十四、第二十五节，向我们显明了我们与主之间更亲密的一种关系。
Because Christ has suffered to show that we are with Him.
因为主耶稣为我们受苦。这样就显现出我们与他同在。
He bore our sins in His body on the tree.
他将我们的罪担当在自己的身上。
Those dirty sins and stuff are ours.
那些肮脏的罪是我们自己的。
He took them up and then He died on the tree.
他亲自担当我们的罪，被挂在木头上。
And then immediately Peter said that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
在最后彼得在这里说，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
By His wounds you have been healed.
因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
He suffered. Jesus suffered.
主耶稣受了很大的苦难。
So that we are healed.
所以我们得了医治。
We cannot have this life without Him.
没有他，我们就没有如今的生活。
You cannot die to your sins. You cannot live to righteousness without Jesus.
没有耶稣，你就没有办法在罪上死，在义上活。
You cannot handle injustice. You cannot handle suffering without Jesus.
没有耶稣，你没有办法去面对不公正的事情和苦难的事情。
But Jesus there is there. He died for us.
但是主耶稣在那里，他为我们罪死。
So He is not just our example.
所以他并不是一个遥不可及的榜样。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
He watched over us.
他一直在观看我们。
Verse 25.
看第二十五节。
For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
He does not look at you by your ability.
耶稣看你并不是因 据你的能力。
By what you can accomplish.
依据你能做什么。
He looked at what you have in your soul.
而是看你灵魂当中有什么。
He didn't look at the invisible part that is in us.
他看我们那些也对世人来说隐而未现的事情。
Peter said he's the shepherd and overseer of our souls.
彼得说他是我们灵魂的牧人。
If he can know our souls, he can know our feeling.
如果他是我们灵魂的牧人，他知道我们的感受。
If he can take care of all those things,
如果他能处理那一切的事情。
If he can know the things that are deep inside us,
如果他知道我们内心当中一切的秘密。
And he died for our bitterness,
并且他为我们的苦毒去死。
And he died for our sins,
为我们的罪去死。
He died for those things that we don't even know ourselves.
他甚至为我们自己都不知道的罪去死。
If he's willing to do that,
如果他愿意这样去做，
how can we not believe that he take care of us physically in our sufferings?
我们怎么能够不去相信，在我们受苦的时候，主耶稣没有能力掌管这一切呢？
So remember those days when you are not following Christ and do things your own way.
你还记得吗？有的时候你不在主里面，你就随着自己的心意去行。
We do things that's right in our own eyes.
我们照着自己的己意，自己愿意做什么就做什么。
There's a problem in Israel in the book of Judges.
在士师记里面，我们就看到以色列就有这样的问题。
The problem of all these kings in the first and second kings.
在列王记上和列王记下那些国王也有这样的问题，偏行己意。
So if we know that we have done that,
如果我们知道我们曾经偏行己路，
and now we know Jesus knows us and He loves us.
现在，而且我们知道主耶稣爱我们，了解我们。
And He has taken care of those things 2,000 years ago.
并且在2000多年前，他已经把这些事情都处理好了。
Why don't we go back to Him?
为什么我们不回到主的身边呢？
We can't take him for granted.
我们不应当把主的恩典视为理所应当。
He died not for himself.
他不是为自己去死。
He died for us.
而是为我们去死。
When we suffer, we think we have lost everything.
当我们受苦的时候，我们觉得我们失去了一切。
But Peter said no.
但彼得说没有。
When we suffer unjustly.
当我们受到不公正的待遇的时候，
Peter tells us we still have God and Jesus himself.
彼得告诉我们，我们仍然有神，有耶稣基督。
We should never lie to ourselves.
我们永远都不应当对自己撒谎。
Saying that we are alone.
告诉我们自己说，我们只剩下我自己一个人。
We should never lie to ourselves.
也不应当有别的谎言。
To say that we are unprotected.
说什么没有人保护我。
When we are with Jesus,
当我们与耶稣同在的时候，
and He is with us,
他也与我们同在。
We are always protected.
他一直在保护我们。
Even when we submit ourselves to unjust masters,
甚至当我们在顺服那些关闭的主人的时候，
no one can mistreat us more than what God allows it to be.
没有人能够在上帝的范围之外对待我们。
And so may we understand this message here.
所以大概大家明白了这段经文的旨意。
Let's understand what God has in place for us.
让我们知道神在这篇经文里面要对我们说什么。
Because in Jesus, suffering becomes something gracious and positive.
因为在耶稣基督里，苦难变成为了一种有恩典的事情。
When we see that we are bitter,
当我们发觉自己有苦毒的时候，
when we are grumbling,
当我们在发脾气抱怨的时候，
go before Jesus and ask for power and strength.
来到耶稣的面前，求他的能力和力量。
Ask for forgiveness.
求得他的原谅。
That we may do right things.
这样我们能做正确的事情。
That we may love.
能够去爱别人。
May this prepare us for what will happen in the coming days.
愿这些话能够让我们做好准备来面对我们下面的生活。
And may God prepare you.
也愿神来预备大家的心。
To say whatever is coming your way.
来预备啊你所要说的话。
Let's pray.
让我们起来祷告。
For we understand what Peter had told us.
主啊，感谢你让我们能够明白你借着彼得所说的话。
And we understand what Jesus has done for us.
让我们明白主耶稣为我们所做的一切。
And so if Jesus has done things so significant for us,
主耶稣为我们成就何等的大事。
May we apply the salvation Jesus has given us into our life.
愿我们能将主耶稣的救恩应用在我们的生活当中。
Especially in those times when we are willing to give up our grace.
尤其是当我们想要把恩典给我们，给那些对我们不义的人的时候。
And also those times when we are ready to leave our Christian identity behind.
也在那些我们可以将我们基督徒的身份活出来的日子里。
So may you help us.
求你帮助我们。
Let us see your grace.
让我们来见证你的恩典。
Let's see your peace in the midst of our sufferings.
让我们在我们的苦难当中有平安。
Then we may glorify you in everything that we do.
这样我们能在一切的事情上来荣耀你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.